obviously immensely proud. Obviously it weren't one of my ends when I first come here. Obviously from didn't see 5 minutes I come across from Lee, and you know, captain of the club, it's a real honour for me. Yeah.
Does it change your attitude to the game, or to the club, to the team in any way?
Nah, not whatsoever, none whatsoever. I go about daily work as I would anywhere, and knuckle down as I would anywhere, and encourage people as I would anywhere. So no, there's obviously there's two extra pressures on you, and maybe a few extra promotions even there. But no, so I've got plenty of experience in, within the club as well. It's not like there's only like one or two of us who really experienced, quite a few within the club. And I think throughout the years we're going to need a bit of everyone's input and experience to get us where we want to be.
Clearly there's different personnel here, but how different are Warrington 2016 from previous years?
Yeah, very different. Just a feel around the club, and I think it all started obviously from the rebranding of the club and things what's been happening in the club, and then obviously the playing staff side, and we've had a lot of people coming in new, obviously you can see today, but I think it's just the overall training facilities where we've been, and we've all really gelled really well, and it's very exciting.
I've got to pick up on the fact that in the front row departments, apart from yourself and Ashton, there's reinforcements here, or it looks like reinforcements. Is this something that might give you less game time, which you might prefer, or Tony might prefer?
Yeah, possibly. And I think we spoke about it before, and that's probably what I didn't get a lot of last year, much of a break. And
You're famed for doing a lot of game time.
Yeah, and that's what I like doing, and Tony knows that. But like you said, this year I think we've got that many options. We can use Benny Westwood if we need in the front row, you know what I mean, and put Joe Westerman at loose, or whatever Tony wants to do. Obviously we've got Ryan Bailey and Coxie who's come in, and
Mitchell Dodds.
Dodds, you know, we said Enlett, and we can to and fro. We've got obviously young George as well, King. So there's plenty of options, and it does it. It puts me back on my toes as well, and it drives me as well.
Looking at the back line, it looks different as well. You've got Chris Sandow, Kirk Gidley. Where does Stephen Ratchford play? There's some options out wide here.
Massively, yeah, massively. And that, I think that's what we've been lacking over the years as well. And whether Gids plays at fullback or he plays at half, so we can even jump in at hooker if we need him, you know what I mean? We've got that many. So I think Tony's been switching and swapping and seeing which is the best formula, and we'll see come Leeds.
To use the word expect is a strong word, but do you expect Warrington to finish higher than sixth that you did last year?
Yeah, of course we do. We expect to finish there. I don't think sixth is, for this kind of club, is acceptable. We knew that as players, and that's why this year we want to prove a point. And
was it transition last season? Or did that particular team just sort of end its time?
Yeah, probably. You could say a bit of both, but I think a lot of teams was in transition. Leeds were obviously losing a few, they might say, this year, but they lost a few last year and still did treble, you know what I mean? So we just didn't click. That was as simple as that. We just didn't click and just didn't get our combinations going. Maybe a bit of luck here and there, but we didn't deserve to finish any higher than six.
Do you think there'll be a lot of eyes on Warrington this year?
There's eyes on Warrington every year, and let's be honest, and that's what comes with being at a big club and a great club like this. So no, we set out some goals, and we want to achieve those, and to do that we've got to work hard.